the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Bar and Grill. Now, here is your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer. On the Bishop Media Sports Network, I'm Kenny Palmer, location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 for the entire season. The segment of Terrell Toomer Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pine Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. And now joining us, the head coach at the NC Buccaneers, Terrell Toomer. Coach, we coming off a very, very good ball game last Friday night. Offense played well, defense played well, and we played a complete 48 minutes game. Tell me your performance on the game Friday night, Coach.
Yeah, we were very proud of the guys. I was very proud for them, very proud of the way they played. They came out last Friday and played a complete ball game. They played four quarters of football, Mr. Kenny. What I think was probably the first time this year. It came out, the guys came out from the start. I mean, from the start and played a complete first quarter, second quarter. Went at halftime, we made a few adjustments, and then we came back out the second half and finished the ball game off.
Yeah, Coach, and, you know, we talked about getting off to a fast start, and we talked about dominating the offense and the defensive line. And wow, did the guys ever do that?
Yeah, you know, last week we talked about how our D-line and O-line had to be the game changer, and they were this past week. Those guys been good, Jay and Austin and Courtney and Cam and Cody and who else am I missing? Rush. Those guys did an awesome job last week. They played their butts off last Friday.
Hey, Coach, I'll tell you what, man. We ran the ball very, very – how much rushing yard did we have in that game? Coach, did you remember anything about
that? Yeah, we had 248 yards rushing.
Wow.
Yeah, we came into the game with the game plan of putting the ball on the ground. And the only bad thing about that is in the past, the previous games, we put the ball on the ground. Well, Friday night, we didn't put the ball on the ground. We held on to it all night. And we were able to get off to almost 250 yards rushing.
And, you know, Coach, and that's what you're talking about. You said, Mr. Kenny, we're going to pound the rock. We got a new few things to put in. But we're going to just pound them and maul them and pound them and just give them a heavy dose of the running game. And, man, wow, did we do that very good, Coach.
Yeah, and, you know, in single-A football, Mr. Kenny, you got to be able to put the ball on the ground. When you go back and you look at most of the football teams, it's rare that you get a team that just completely relies on the pass and have absolutely no running game. But for the most part, when you look at the top 10 in single A right now, I think at least 8 out of those 10 guys are putting the ball on the ground every play.
And Coach, you know, and you got to give Denver credit. Denver threw the ball well Friday night, and we just did what we had to do overall in that game, Coach. And, you know, Johnson came in hype, and they thought, you know, yeah, we are 2-17, but, and, you know, Coach, we did what we had to do.
Yeah, I really want to say, you know, give a hats off to those guys. They, you know, they did a pretty good job last Friday night. But I want to just say I think they overlooked us a little bit, and I could kind of tell that during the warm-ups. And which I can understand why teenagers would, you know, looking at our record, I would think they would underestimate us. But our guys came out and played lights-out football.
This is the MC and Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, Coach, you know, we I know we're not disappointed, but in reality, Coach, one thing I liked about this team, these guys never quit all year long. They gave it all they had every night. Every Friday night, they came out and they did what they had to do. Yeah, we didn't win the games we shouldn't, but they never quit, and I like that in these guys.
Well, you know, you want to be in the playoffs every year, you know, and I've been an assistant coach since 2009, and this will be the first time I haven't made the playoffs. And yeah, you want to. That's where you want to be at in the postseason. You know, it feels funny going home so early. But one of the things I was thinking about, and one of the things I was talking about with the guys Monday after school was, I can honestly sit here and say that I didn't lose this team this year. They didn't quit.
Yes.
They didn't quit on me. They didn't quit on these coaches. They didn't quit on themselves, their teammates, and the family and the community. They didn't quit. They fought all season long to win games. And yes, we made a bunch of mistakes. We couldn't. There were times we couldn't score. There were times when we couldn't stop them. You know, just the way they played, Mr. Kenny. Hats off to those guys. They never quit during this football season, no matter how bad it got.
And you know, Coach, Friday night they could have took that game, laid down, just show up, eat lunch, ride the bus, and come back home.
Correct.
But you know, it's a very privilege to you coaches and your staff, the job y'all did to get these boys ready to play.
Right, and I'm glad you said that, because when you think about it, they could have done that.
Yes.
You know, Monday was probably our worst practice. It was slow, but towards the end it picked up, and then it picked up Tuesday. I wouldn't say it picked up Tuesday. It picked up where we left off, and Wednesday was another good one. The guys wanted to put pads on Thursday and go out Thursday.
No, no.
They wanted to put them on, but that's a good point, Mr. Ken. That's a plus. You know, just I cannot say enough words of how proud I am of those guys and how they didn't quit. You know, they didn't lay down to anybody that we played. Those guys played football all season long, and you know, I want to tell my coaches how much I appreciate them for hanging in there and keep coaching those guys and coaching them up and not quitting, and neither did the kids. And you know, one of the things I told the coach, I said, if we quit, they're gonna quit. And
that's right.
We didn't quit, and neither did those kids.
Hey, Coach, I want to send a shout out to your seniors. Your seniors did a great job Friday night. You know, like you said, they didn't know whether that was their last game or not, but man, they came out and played like we was in the first round of the state playoff.
They did. It would have been nice if that was the first round. The hats off to those guys. They did an outstanding job. Very proud of our seniors. They did some outstanding things in their career. You know, as a freshman, you know, when I got here in 2015, in the spring of 15, those seniors had just came off an 0-10 season. And
yes, they had
every reason to quit. And they stuck it out that senior year. And, you know, that sophomore year, when we got our hands on them, we ended up getting in the first round of playoffs. Last year, we played for it all. We came back in this year with high expectations. Didn't meet what we thought we should have been, but just my hats off to those guys from the way they played. You know,
yes,
they just didn't give up. They could have quit after their freshman year of going 0-10. You know, I don't want to be a part of this. We 0-10.
That's right.
They stuck it out, and that shows a lot of character, you know, in those guys.
And Coach, one thing, like you say, you know, these guys come out swinging and fighting and doing what they had to do. So I was very proud of them. More to come on the Terrell Toomey's Coaching Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Welcome back to the McAtesticon Academy Culture Show with head coach Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, the location for Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. The segment brought to you by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, Summer Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Pine Technical College. You know, coach, this year is gone. Right now is the time to start getting prepared for next year.
Yeah, and we actually started doing our weight room maxes this week, and I told the guys we were going to max this week regardless if we were in the playoffs or not. And just kind of a good time to get a good judging point right now to see where we're at the end of this season, and then use those measuring sticks to keep going for the next season and see how much gain we can get in the next 5 weeks of lifting weights.
Yes, sir, Coach. Like you said, you know, we got guys on the team that couldn't really help us to, you know, either give us a little breather. And we need guys on, you know, in single A, Coach. The guys got to come out and play on Friday night and be ready to go, because you never know. Like you always tell them, you're one play away from being on the field on Friday night.
That's true. And we got to find preferably 22 guys that can help us play football next football season.
Yes.
Various positions. But the goal is to find 22 guys, 20. I like to say 22 racing lizards that can take off and help us win some football games. We just don't have the time for the guys to just want to be on the team and have a jersey. We got to utilize everyone that we can in this small classification. You know, we don't have the size that, you know, I think we're the smallest school that touches, you know, all the counties that touches us. I think we're the smallest school. So every year in this classification, you're going to have 40 to maybe 60 kids, on your team. Every team we played, I counted.
Yes.
Even Clinch had, I think they had 40-something guys on the team, 49, 48. But you need everyone to help on this level right here.
Yes, sir. Hey, Coach, when every team come in on Friday night, when I'm up in the press box, that's the first thing I count. How many they got on your team?
Yeah, and we're all about the same.
Yes.
Even Savannah Country Day, I think we had more than them. We all sitting at about the same, that 35 to 45 range. So we got to be able to utilize everyone as much as we can. And when you look at it, when you look at those teams like that, like Savannah Country Day, they had just as many guys going both ways as we did.
Yes, and Coach, every team that come in, even their quarterback played linebacker, corner, or safety or somewhere on the field. When Demi Anthony next year, Coach, that boy may have to be on the field a lot for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, we had the luxury of not having to have him this year doing that, but, you know, next year we'll have to find more spots for him, you know. But like we said, this is small-time football, and we got to utilize everyone, and sometimes you got to utilize more in one position.
Yes.
I think it was the Savannah Country Day game. We were down 4 starters that game, and it was 4 bodies, but it ended up being 6 positions on the field, because 2 of those guys went both ways, and then all 4 of those guys were on special teams.
Wow.
So we got to find as many as we can.
Hey, Coach, look here. I'd rather have 22 kids that are hungry and want to play on Friday night than to have 60 It's to show up, the 40 that they're showing up and don't even want to play.
10-4. I was bragging to the guys about themselves this Monday, and I told them, you know, we ended up with the same core group of guys that showed up all summer and worked their butts off. That same group of guys that started the team, that started the season in last spring, are the same guys that finished it off this football season.
Yes. You listen to the Terrell Tuma Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And like you say, Coach, give me guys that can be the practice every day, willing to work. You know, the man football is a tough game. If you don't want to be tough and want to play, no sense in you showing up at the practice center on a Friday night.
Well, just sports period. It takes a different level of commitment.
Yes.
For the most part, we don't have to deal with a whole lot of guys missing practice. We got a good group of kids. You know, we don't have guys that just find a way to lay out of practice. And the rule is, anyway, if you miss, you don't play. So a lot of guys make sure they're at practice. But I was, like I said a second ago, just bragging on the guys Monday about how they show up and how we don't have to worry about it. That when we say be here at this time or do this, you can count on those guys to be there.
Yes, and Coach, like you say, we got to get stronger this year. And we had a lot of guys just wasn't strong enough to take on the big, 275-pound offensive line coming around pulling. And the whole corner, to maintain the play, make contact at the line and blow everything up. So these are things we're going to have to work on.
That's so true. And like I said, we started this week. We started out maxing this week. We got bench Tuesday. We got squats today. And we'll get power clean Thursday and Friday. And we'll get incline. And it's just a good measuring point to start. And I've asked each guy on our team, but they all can stand to gain 10 to 15 pounds
yes.
for the next football season. And we want those guys to get stronger. And there's no possible way you can get stronger if you don't put weight on. It don't work like that.
No, sir.
The muscle brings on the strength. And that's what we need. We had a lot of guys, particularly in that sophomore class, that maybe could have helped us this year, but the strength factor is just something that you gotta consider when you're putting kids on the field. You can't put a kid on the field that's under strength. That kid's bound to get hurt. That kid's
yes.
bound to get some type of injury. And as a coach, those are things that we gotta look out for,
sure.
is the safety of those kids.
Sure.
But the stronger they get,
The better.
And the more we can utilize them on Friday nights.
Yes, sir, because Coach, I'm old school. I want the type of old coaches that like to just blow everything up at the line, Meet force with force at the line. And if you're not big and strong enough, you ain't going to meet that force. So.
Yeah, we all do. And that was, when we got here in 15, we made that first round playoff run against Jefferson County. It was fine until they everything was fine until we heard the quarterback got hurt.
Yes.
Once he went out of the game, they decided, hey, we're just going to put it on the ground and run it. And we saw at that time, man, we needed some weight.
Got to get strong.
We needed some strength right there. And that's one of the things that's just one of the things that you want to work on every football season. It's just getting stronger. It's just getting stronger. It never hurts anybody to gain weight and to gain good weight.
That's right.
It never hurts anybody to get stronger. Confidence is built as the kids get stronger.
Yes.
And when the kids have confidence, the kids play with confidence.
That's right. We'll be right back to the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit that doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, serving McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, we can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available, Action Heating and Air, 912-437-6888. Online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks! Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. They accept most insurances and have competitive cash prices with free delivery to McIntosh and Glenn counties. Look for them on Facebook and at their website, DarienPharmacyGA.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call. 912-437-3784, and let's go Bucks.
Welcome back to the MCA Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer on location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. This segment brought to you by the Darien Pharmacy and by Action Heating and Air. Coach, it's all about next year now. We got some key opponent. Your quarterback position's coming back solid. Denver's going to be better, faster, stronger, bigger. His reads going to be better next year. So that's one good thing we got, and we just gonna have to get all the guys built bigger, faster, and hungry, and ready to go.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it is very critical that you go from 1 year to the next with some type of quarterback experience.
Yes.
And we started this season off with zero. With zero quarterback experience. And, you know, no matter how good of an athlete a kid is, it's different when you got to touch that ball every single play.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And you're the man that's handing it off, and you're the man that's throwing it. I mean, his first game in Brentley, he completed two passes.
Wow.
Yeah, two passes. And he has gotten better each and every week. Very proud of him. Very proud of the way he ended up controlling the offense at times. He took his lumps. He'll only get better from here. Extremely proud of that offensive line. We gotta find some replacements for them. But they ended up, as the season ended, they ended up almost rushing for 2,000 yards.
Wow.
That's good. I think it was maybe 19 or something like that. Proud of those seniors, JP Dunn and Mike. They handled it. You know, as a coach, when you talk about kids, you know, you always hear that old saying, if you had to go in a bar fight, who would you take with you? And I would take some of those guys with me.
Yes.
I would take them with me, because just what we said earlier in the show, they don't quit.
They don't quit.
They don't quit no matter how hard or how far we're behind. There's no quit in them. You know, now, of course, we don't start like we should, or we make mistakes along the way, but they won't quit on you, Mr. Kenny. Very proud of those seniors.
Yes, sir. Like you say, Coach. Cam, yeah. All of Jay, all these guys on that offensive line, yeah. Man, did a great job for you.
Yeah, I'm very proud of Cam. He's kind of sneaking up in this recruiting game. A lot of coaches are contacting me about Cam, specifically about him. They like the way he finishes his blocks. Very proud of him. Proud of Courtney. Last Friday, Courtney was getting off to a great start.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, and that injury kind of came at, you know, the wrong time, but he was getting off to a good one. Proud of Austin Anderson, the way Austin, he has that grit in his neck, man. He's one I take him in a bar fight.
Yes.
Jay, that kid can't get hurt. Even when he's hurt, he ain't hurt.
Man, he was banged up all year, Coach.
Yeah, you asked him, are you hurt? Yeah, I'm fine, Coach. I'm good. You know, just proud of those guys. And I tell you what, that little Dunn Grant, we're going to miss him.
Yes, you will. He ran the ball hard.
He runs hard, and he finishes his blocks. And I was sitting there watching his highlight today or yesterday, and he blocks guys that are two times his size, finishes them, and gets up excited about it.
And that's what you look.
Yeah.
This is the M10 Coaching Show with Terrell Tumor on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But you know, Coach, like you say, you're going to miss those guys next year, but life goes on, and wish these guys well.
Yeah, we had the meeting Monday, and we had everybody in the room. And when I asked the seniors to walk out, I wanted to talk to them in a separate room. I had the guys that were returning in the room. I said, yeah, look around, guys, this is it. You juniors just became seniors. You sophomores just became juniors. You freshmen just became sophomores. And it's that quick. But yeah, we won't really replace those guys. You can't. Michael ran a 4.33 and a 4.40. You
don't teach that.
You can't. It's hard to replace something like that. But just very proud of the way that he played football this football season. Offense and defense. He had to play more offense this year than he ever had. Proud of Cody Thibault. That kid shows up every day, works his butt off. He'll be successful in life. Am I leaving out a senior? Christian Wright.
Yes.
Christian had a problem. Well, not a problem, but he had something to come up last week, and he ended up where he couldn't travel with us.
And I know he was hurt, Coach.
Yes, he was. We had to end up leaving Christian Friday. He had to go home, and we're going to miss him. He actually maxed out today in the weight room.
Wow.
Went from 420 to 480. Went up 60 pounds on his max.
Very good.
Yeah. And I tell you what, one kid that we're going to have a problem replacing is Payne Drake. And this kid, you know, he has one of the best personalities that you can find. But we're going to have trouble replacing him because he...
Fine young man.
Yes, he made all the calls defensively. Up front, he lined us up.
Hey, Coach, he had a good game Friday night.
Yes, he did. He did.
Yes,
we always joke with him, and we call him Ray Lewis when he makes plays, and we call him Lewis Ray when he
does it.
Yeah, he played like Ray Lewis Friday. But he gets us lined up. He gets us lined up every Friday, the front seven. And then we let Mike and JP worry about getting us lined up on the back end. But you're just going to miss those guys. And then talk about Carlton James Ward.
Oh, man.
A versatile kid that played linebacker, played defensive line for us. He started his entire junior year at D-line. This year we needed him to play linebacker. He did it. Didn't complain when we put him in linebacker. Didn't complain when we put him at D-line. The only thing he didn't get was the football.
Yes. Hey, Coach. I want to say a big thank you to your wife and the children for the job they did this year while you coached and was away most of the time. She did a great job running the family.
Yeah, she did. The kids make outstanding grades. They make A's and B's. And that's just what we've come to expect from them, and they know that. And I appreciate her. I want to tell her thank you. She's, sitting right there. And I want to tell the coaches I appreciate them.
Yes, and all the coaches' wives.
All the coaches' wives, I appreciate them for letting those guys come out and coach. Because we spend a lot of time coaching. And people don't understand the amount of time that we have to spend with these kids. Winning or losing, we still got to meet on Sundays.
Yes.
We could. I got some buddies in North Georgia. They meet Saturday morning at 6 a.m., and then they meet Sunday morning at 6 a.m., and then they meet Monday after practice, and then they meet Tuesday after practice. But the time we have to spend with these guys is unbelievable, and I appreciate those guys for everything that they've done this year. They kept the field painted for all of our home games.
Real look real good.
We have way more home JV games than we did at varsity. Because of we lost one due to the storm.
Right.
But I just appreciate the parents for keeping the kids fed, peanut butter and jelly during the season. I want to thank everyone that had anything to do with us this football season. We appreciate it so, so much. I just want to thank my good Lord for allowing us to see this season and finish it off. It came by fast, and I wish we had at least five more games to play, but we don't. So we're going to move forward, and we're going to keep working and try to make ourselves a whole lot better this time next year. That we're in this game, and we're not watching it.
Yes. Well, Coach, I want to thank you for the year that you and your team had, your coaches, your staff, community, and everybody. Well, thank you for joining us for the MCA Coaching Show with Terrell Toon on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This will be the final edition for this year, and maybe next year we won't know where we'll be, but we'll hope it's be back at Blue Bay. But if not, wherever we'll be, I hope you come out and join us every Wednesday night. This is Kenneth Palmer, and we're signing off. Good night.